Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 260 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, well, you need to know what you're getting into. An 8-Bit Geek is just like Blockbuster Video. While highly successful at first, and for many years, better services came along, outdid Blockbuster, and took customers away. Not long after that, Blockbuster was a distant memory. And this intro was pretty much lost on any millennial because they just questioned, what the fuck is a Blockbuster? Exactly. I'm Jeremy. And with me today are two men who only use Blockbuster for the triple X section.
Wait. Blockbuster never had a triple X section. I would have been in it. The worst they had was youth restricted viewing, which I still was able to rent because I knew all the people who worked there. Not saying that I did on a weekly basis. But Blockbuster was super prudish. Like, even when Showgirls came out, they had like a special rated R version. Like, they didn't get the NC-17 version. They got like a watered down version.
I swear, unless my mom was taking me to some other weird place, I swear that there was a triple X section at the Blockbuster by our house.
No, there was video stores. Blockbuster,
some video stores did, but not
they had like it was like the triple X section was always like in this weird corner that they had like either a beaded curtain or some kind of curtain.
I remember the beaded curtain. Hell yeah!
And then you had to be old enough to go in through the curtain.
How
that was like that was life goals for me, but I never. By the time I was 18, movies were pretty much going away.
That's gotta be movies the most were? Embarrassing
movies.
Thing.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg came out and said, "Hey, movies is over," and then he like dropped the mic and left.
We're done with this shit. All going to television. That's where the future is.
He's not wrong.
He was right, but about 20 years too early.
Yeah, way to go, Steven Seagalsberg.
That's true. Thanks, Nocturnal, for the subscription.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nocturnal with the subscription. Let's all give him one big one.
You're cutting out, Kev. I didn't hear shit you just said.
What did you say? Let's give him homies.
I said, let's give him one for the homies.
I've got Google Internet. And it never fails.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Then what does it have to do with, Kev?
I don't know. What's love got to do with it?
I don't know, because your camera's not great tonight. It's a little grainy.
Is it really?
And your audio's not very great tonight.
Are you serious?
Jer's perfect. Jer is like the shining example of perfection over here.
Fuck that guy.
Listen, you told me to get my shit together, and I did.
It looks good on my stream.
Well, that's because you're in
your
own house.
Because you're looking at your video source, you nerd.
No, I'm looking at the Twitch stream. I hate you guys.
Hey.
You guys aren't my
real... Hold on. I want to bring it back.
Okay. Bring it back.
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster. And how your mom took some, like, pervert buster.
Porno Blockbuster.
First of all, Doug, did you even
Pete's porno
in?
Corner. What?
Porno corner.
Pete's porno corner.
Say that five times fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Pete's porno corner.
Nope. Okay, what?
Can't do it. Were you even old enough to experience a Blockbuster?
Yes. Okay. Oh my God. I'm only like what? 18 years
old. I don't know. It's just you're the baby here. So I always. I'm only what? 10 years younger than you?
I said 18, but yeah.
Damn.
18 years younger than you.
You're old as fuck.
Old as fuck. Y'all some grandpas up in this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Kev's
going to die in the next year, so.
That's very true. The fucking lifestyle I'm leaving. Yeah. Leading. Can't even talk right.
Fuck.
All right, keep me.
Yeah, no, Blockbusters were around.
I have very distinct memories of Blockbuster. I remember two things. So I used to, there was no Blockbuster that was on my corner or anything. I had to walk a good distance. I probably had to spend a 30-minute walk to get there. And my mom didn't have a car, so that's what I did generally on the weekends is I went to rent a video game or a movie or both. And I used to walk all the way up to Blockbuster. Now, I used to hang out at Blockbuster, too, because I don't know if you guys remember, but they used to have the video games systems all in a... It was in a big booth,
like
a circular booth, and so you can try out the games and play them and shit. So I used to hang out there, and I used to do the tournaments, the live tournaments that they had on the weekends as well. Mm-hmm. I didn't place very well, but I did it. Do you guys have any special memories of the block?
I used to hang out at Blockbuster, but for a different reason. Like, I would always be that one where
trying to get showgirls.
No. I was successful on that. It is no problem on that one. No, I would hang out because they'd be like, oh yeah, you know, this game is checked out, but it's due back today. And I'm like, oh, well, fuck it. I'll just hang out till someone returns it. And then I would just fucking eagle eye everyone that walked up to the return slot.
Oh my God. Remember the return slot was on the outside of the building and you used to stand there. And so somebody would drop it in and you would watch it slide down the ramp and you'd go, nope, that's not it.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't see into it, but yeah.
I could. Ours was because it went right behind. And so you could see right into the bucket that it dropped into.
Oh no, this location was a little different. Like, it was a little further away. So I would have to like ask every once in a while, like, hey, can you check the bucket? See if it fell in there.
That was
the employee who was getting paid way too little was just like, okay.
That used to be that God, that made me so angry when you walked into a Blockbuster and you saw that the movie you wanted, they only had like five copies of, but then the shit movie had 100 fucking copies sitting on the wall, taking up the new release section. And you're like sitting there, no.
And then, like, I remember when they rented video game systems.
Yes.
And it was, like, the coolest idea. But then you were like, oh, cool. It's only, like, $10 a night. All right, we could do this. And they're like, cool. But it'll be, like, a $300 deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, if I was putting a $300 deposit down, I wouldn't be fucking renting a system. I would buy it.
It came in a big black plastic case.
Yeah, like, you had to have the manager, like, uncuff his wrist from the suitcase to give it to you. Like, it was, like, a big fucking deal.
I remember that shit. Doug?
Never did that.
Doug has no memories. He's like, just went in and got my movie and got out.
I rented video games from them, but I never rented a system because...
Yeah. Because you couldn't afford the $500 deposit.
No, because I had the systems, so it was never...
I remember. This was fucking this Doug. Guy. He's like, yeah, I had to... I remember this dude, like, this was just a couple months ago where Doug was like, we're showing each other our childhood homes. First of all, Kevin grew up in a very nice neighborhood.
Yeah, super posh.
Super posh.
Somebody tells you about this, like.
We've talked about this many times. No. It was not that nice when I fucking grew up there. I'll tell you that. It was safe. Nah. I will say this. It was safe.
Nah,
super. However, it wasn't nearly super posh as it is today.
Super nice. I don't believe you. All I've seen is the picture that we saw on Google Maps. That's how it's looked forever. So
I fucking wish I lived in that house in the 80s. My God, that would have been amazing. That was like a three floor monstrosity.
So I think I showed mine first, which it isn't there anymore, and you could clearly tell, like, fucking hood. And then it's like it's demolished because it was a crack house after we moved out, and then it burnt down. And then Kevin showed us his, and he's like, and we're like, okay, you fucking liar. And then it came to Doug.
What I got to do to prove to you guys? Yeah, Doug, the Google car couldn't get into a gated community.
And then
it wasn't a gated community.
We look at Doug's house and we're like, oh, cool, a mansion.
And he's like, no, that's the guest house.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't also help that my house is on a stupid tall hill.
That is not a stupid tall hill.
Not
at all.
Jared, I would like to see you walk up that hill.
I could do it.
You would collapse halfway up, running out of breath.
That's like a 5-foot hill. Doug was like, yeah, my dad made me mow it. And then we looked at the hill and we were like, are you kidding me right now?
It is so steep. It is so ridiculous.
Well, listen.
We used to, like we would sled down it. It would be like a 2-second sled ride, but it was so fucking sharp down into the road. You could hit the road going 45 miles an hour. It was like the scene out of fucking Christmas Vacation in like 2 seconds.
I'll tell you what. I'll come over and try it, but only if the security guards let me into the community.
Well, I don't know about that.
Is my name on the list? No.
No.
Yeah, getting in here with them shoes.
No, this is just an old neighborhood. Like
no
old houses,
no Fords allowed.
You go like one street forward or one street back. But if you go one street forward, it looks like your neighborhood, Jer, that you showed us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like not kidding. You go one street back, it looks like typical Texas suburban, boring neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And right in the center is.
But then, like, our street was like
the fucking Nice kingdom. it's like you guys are in the middle just running the entire fucking south of Texas, of Fort Worth, and it's just like, well, this side of the city gets no rations. Mm-hmm. This side can eat just some.
Well, that's the thing. You go across that road, was it Crowley Road, that divides our neighborhood, mm-hmm. because where we lived was wasn't a part of Fort Worth for when it was founded, like 60 years ago. Like, Fort Worth hadn't spread that far south, so it was its own little community. Mm-hmm. Like, we have our own town hall, our own police department, our own fire department, and everything. And it's a small little community.
Just that block?
No, it's
just his road.
That's my road. Yeah. Now, this whole neighborhood I lived in, I'm not naming it because I don't want people to go Google it and then find out where I grew up.
And but, then bother your dad. Is this Doug's old house?
Yeah, seriously. There can only be so many of my dad's.
There can only be so many giant mansions on that street.
Yeah. You do Google Street and then you see like Doug's dad in the background, butt naked, drinking a beer or something like that.
I mean, I don't know what he does. Please refer to Caleb's club. I don't live there anymore. But
you know what
was I saying? Yeah, you go across the other side of Crowley Road, the other side of the community, and it's not good. They're right next to the railroad tracks. Like, literally, it's not good.
It's
a weird community. It's so weird.
I should have known something was up, and I didn't put the pieces together, but when Doug and I our first trip down to Houston, he goes, I was like, man, should we get a hotel? And you're like, no, we'll just stay at my parents'. And I was like, okay, cool. So we went to your parents'. I was like, oh, this is your parents' house? And he was like, oh, you know, it's just one of their homes, or their vacation home or something. And I was like,
no,
wow.
My dad's company, they opened a branch in Houston. And so when I was out on tour and stuff, I think it was like in Phoenix, Arizona, my parents called and like, hey, We're opening up a branch in Houston. We're selling the house and we're moving to Houston. And I was like, I'm not home. I can't come pack up any of my shit or anything that may still be in your house. And they're like, well, it'll be in a storage locker when you get home. I hang off my parents and I call my sister. And I'm like, yo, because my sister's been in like Florida at this time. I'm like, yo, mom and dad said they're selling the house. And my sister was like, what? So
that's how,
like,
she sounds.
Yeah, so her job ended in Florida, and she immediately moved home, so my parents couldn't sell the house.
Nice.
Yeah, and so when I got back from tour, I moved back home also. My sister and I lived in our house, and my parents moved to Houston, and they were down there for about 5 years. So they couldn't sell the house because my sister and I were squatting in it. And they eventually bought a house because they were tired of living in an apartment. So yeah, they bought another house down there.
Hi, Kevin, question. Why aren't we staying there for Comicpalooza?
Because they sold it.
They sold it.
After like 5 years working down there and stuff, like, they moved back up here. So now they live.
Oh, okay. So when you guys went to Houston, it was like,
it was nice too. We sat there. There was like dual leather chairs. We watched a movie.
It was really nice.
It was really nice.
Took a bath together.
I only went there twice. I went there one time with my sister for like a weekend. We stayed down there, and then with Jer. Nice. That's the only two times I've ever been in that house.
God, and we ordered a pizza, we had some snacks, and we just chilled.
And we watched Pain and Gain, or whatever the fuck that movie was called.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, the first fucking movie was Marky. Our first movie together had Mark Wahlberg.
I don't think that was our first movie together. Oh, we had seen some movies in the theater at that point. I think we were doing.
Oh
our,
yeah,
like,
we did
Sunday,
some Thursday,
Sunday
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, yeah.
So you guys were already acquainted.
Oh yeah, that was. That'd been our second con out of town. We'd already been to, I think, Alamo City.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah. You're right. We did do Alamo City together. Oh, it's a good time.
Sweet. Coming in with a sub. 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months sub. Dude, sweet.
Oh.
Thanks for the sub.
So. All
right, now, we should get
my
this.
My parents, they did all right eventually.
Yeah, they did all right for themselves and you. Silverspoon. So let's move on.
That's why my dad not giving me that fucking Xbox stinks so bad.
Yeah. All this fucking time. He's like bitching over the Xbox.
It's not like you didn't have the money, Dad. Actually, at that point, probably didn't, because that was right when he quit his old job and was starting the new company and there was no money to be had.
If you like what you're hearing so far, then we haven't even gotten into the show at this point.
Fuck.
But you can always subscribe to us on Audioboom. They are our sponsor. They pay for all of our bandwidth, and we love them for it. Thank you guys so much for always being there for us week in and week out. But you can also subscribe to us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you find your podcasts. You can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, we're live every Monday night on Twitch. You can join us, join the chat, say hello, get involved. If you can't do that, you can always use Discord. I would say that we will, we usually get, God, at least what, 5 to 10 new people a week into Discord?
Maybe more than that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe more than that.
I would say on average one a day, and then there's definitely days where you get more than that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can hop on over to Discord. There's new people joining every day. It's a fun experience, especially to walk in the room. You get to meet someone called Me6. And what a lovely individual that is.
Is Me7 still around?
I think Me7 retired.
Oh man, Me7 was so funny.
Yeah. Me7 was a good one. I don't want to know who Me7 was, but I do.
Right?
don't whoever it is out there, whoever is Me7, don't ever tell us. Tell anyone who you were.
But really, who are you?
But for real, who are you? And if you
don't tell us though, but who are you?
What else we got? Oh, yeah, we got some other shows. So if you like this one, you can always check out some of the other shows on our network. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. And if you really like us, you can always go on to support us. And how do you do that? Well, you can subscribe to us on Patreon. And for as little as $5 a month, you're going to get some extra content like extended shows, reviews, pool parties.
What?
Free content
at Ed's place.
At Ed's place. So
we'll give you the address if you join our Patreon.
Join now. So all of the jokes aside, all that money goes right back into the show. We do appreciate it. We try to use that money wisely, and we haven't paid ourselves out of that money at all. It all goes to good use. So thank you guys so much for doing that for us. And for always supporting the show, we always appreciate that. At some point, we will read off the Patreons for the month. Yeah,
I don't know when, but we will.
We'll probably do it at the end of this month, because next week I'm gone. We're going on vacation next week, but we're not going to leave you empty-handed. We actually, if you're here with Twitch, you get a little treat. You get to be involved in next week's show. So after we're done recording this one, stick around, because we're actually going to record next week's show as well. And it's a special treat, and you should you'll be happy, I hope. Anyways, let's get into the meat and potatoes of the show. As I usually say, we have misconnections. Potatoes,
just like that. Is that's how you?
Oh, just get into the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, I've said it like that every week.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe your
potatoes.
Maybe your Google fiber is so messed up you don't hear it.
Wow. All right, I'm gonna go check on that.
Mm-hmm.
Meat and potatoes.
All right, so the meat and potatoes. Misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we do ad-lib just a little bit. But we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Where's that Sean penis at?
Oh, I'm sorry, what? That's not... That is... Sir, that is offensive.
What did I say?
You said penis.
Oh, I meant penis.
It's Sean penis, not penis.
I'm sorry.
I got enough of that in elementary school, middle school, high school, my 2 years at community college mm-hmm. and my quarter semester at real college.
What college
you got enough penis or enough talk about the penis?
People mispronouncing my last name.
Oh, okay.
And making fun of it. Also, thank you, Sidejoker, for the, I think, $15 donation.
Sidejoker donated $15. Also, we got a follow from Keen Project. Thank you.
What's up, nice. Keen? Nice.
Any hoozles? What's up, fellas?
Well, how was your week?
It was good. I had to stay in town because we had to do another Saga recording session.
Had to, or you like were happy to? I think you were involved for two minutes in the episode this time.
If we're lucky.
Yeah.
It's not much. I feel like I'm wasting a lot of money when I could just be phoning this in. A lot of money just traveling back and forth to be here.
I agree.
Well, you got things going on while you're here.
And then when the episode comes around, it'll be like, hey, someone called PM15. And I go, hey, what's up, fellas? And then like, hey, can you look this up? Sure, 1 second.
That's
okay,
true.
Here's the information you needed. Bye.
Use the window?
They don't use me anymore.
I would use you if I could, but nobody lets me.
What?
Go on.
What?
They barely let my character out of the ship. So
that's true.
PN went back to Doug real quick.
Well, that was me just interjecting.
Oh, he's my bad. So PN, what do you got?
This one comes from my time in Las Vegas.
I'd like to say that I called you PM instead of Sean.
And the best part is Sean didn't.
I didn't even notice. He's, you know what? I'm as much PN is a part of me. We are almost one and the same, except one of us is a Rubit.
Droid.
Oh, sorry, a droid. Oh, heaven forbid I used the wrong vernacular.
Oh, it's 2018. By the way, Luke Skywalker himself at the Oscars called BB-8 a robot.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yep, and in the movie, he called a lightsaber a laser sword, so someone can... S-A-D.
Just kidding.
Wow. S-A-D?
Assassinate a D.
Yes. Assassinate this D.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Wait, are you trying to come on to Mark Hamill?
What? No.
What? I think he's trying to come on to keep up. Anyone.
Anyways, this misconnection comes from my time in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Do friends who spoil each other with benefits really exist? This week, my age is 39.
What?
Of course, I would like a smart and sexy friend with benefits, but don't expect health insurance or a 401k plan.
Wow.
Yeah, I ain't no sugar daddy. In today's fast-paced world, sometimes a real relationship is hard to come by. So maybe an alternative type of relationship is what you are seeking. If so, please get back to me since there are always other types of benefits such as traveling and fine dining and doing things together as a couple that are better than doing them by yourself.
That's true.
Now, when you answer, please tell me about yourself and be sure to include your recent photo. And so I can see what type of friends. What? So I can see what type of friends you look like.
Huh.
Please include. Tell yourself and include your recent photo so I can see what type of friends you look like. That doesn't make any sense. Also, type the word friend in all caps in your response so I know you are not a bot.
Robot.
A robot.
Robot.
Hey. Quesh.
Yeah.
Are you looking for her or are you looking for her friends?
May little combi.
Okay. All right. That's fair. All right. I've got one here. Well, I don't have one. Olga has one.
When did you ever have one?
Aw.
Kev. You don't do misconnections, Jer.
Yeah, that's why I said that Olga has one.
Olga!
Olga.
Hello, comrades.
Hey, welcome back, Olga. Long time. No, wait, we've seen you on Brawl a bunch.
Yeah, she's been on Brawl.
Yes, I've been brawling with the boys.
Nope.
This is what they call ladies.
Oh.
You've been losing matches to Ants, your women's champion.
Ants coming in. She's all time on that fucking like a motorcycle.
Badass, dude. Yeah. No.
She's like baby rhino running me over.
What?
Hey, I'm spending time in U.S. of A. because problems with Russia right now. So this comes from the Redlands in California. So, I seen you at gym at 12/28/17. This is code for date. I constantly catch you looking at me. I play it off as, you know, we've just made eye contact at the very moment. You're so sexy with your big muscles and sexy stature. I've never been into guys in the same range of height as me, but I can only imagine you holding my body tight against yours. Tossing me around with your big muscles. I do love to post gym cardio with you, Winky Face. If you're here, and you're him, tell me something about myself. That is it, boys.
I can tell you wrestle in high heels.
I am 6'7".
Oh, God.
I am tall, sexy, and horny. Would you boys like to play on this jungle gym?
Nope.
No.
Solid pass.
I'm good.
Would you like a chance to slide down my slide?
No, I'm washing my hair that night.
I have very big pool at the end of slide.
No.
Jump in, get wet.
No.
Okay, I go then.
Bye.
Wait,
I'll hit you up later. See ya.
Somebody mentioned a pool. I just came from Ed's house, so the pool is a little empty right now, but I heard it's going to be a little Olga pool party later on. So,
Well, you'd like to jump in.
Yeah, I want to jump in and then go in the pool.
Yes, you come into my pool, you'll never leave. You'll be swimming for life.
Maybe I'll take that Pepsi challenge.
I will squeeze you with my giant legs wrapped around your neck like a snake.
I got nothing on that. Well, let me give a little misconnection of my own. This week, I just want to give a relaxing breast massage.
Oh.
*... Underscore. Male for women. This is good old Las Vegas. As I like to call it, lost wages. My body this week is average. You know, I'll be humble about it.
As it always is.
I'm your average ginger. My height this week is 6 foot, 182 centimeters for you Canadian ladies out there. My status this week is single. I'm kind of dipping a little old this week. I'm 60 this week. Guys, wish me happy birthday. I'm 60.
Happy birthday.
I mean, I don't feel 60. I definitely don't look 60. But this week I'm 60. Now, how does a nice, relaxing breast massage sound? Now, if you love your breasts and nipples softly massaged and played with, send me a message. Just lay back and relax and enjoy. It'll feel real good. Mature swimmer. 60, excuse me. Mature single white male, I'm assuming. S/W/M.
Yeah,
like swimmers though too, because that means they're in good shape. You know, if they're swimmers.
I think you're describing yourself.
And even though I'm what I'm saying is like I'm 60 years old, and I still got some swimmers down there. If you know what I mean.
Mm.
So if you're into having children late in life, let me know. Like we could be very discreet, safe, and down to earth. Safe, we'll definitely wear like parachutes or whatever you need to do just to feel safe. If you want, I'll hire an armed guard to guard the door while we get it home.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're safe and down to earth. We'll give you a very gentle, relaxing breast and nipple massage.
Ooh,
nice. See, I'm throwing in the nipple massage on me. That's on me.
So that's free.
Yeah. You buy the breast, you get the nipple with it.
Sounds like a top. Okay, continue.
It's like that, you know, Payless where it's BOGO.
No, we get it.
Like buy one titty, get one nip free. So that's to Bogo to Nip Bogotan Bogotan, like a Bogotan. So don't be shy. Prefer sincere, mature women like myself, except not a woman. Have a glass of wine and relax for a bit and enjoy. Please, no pros. I want purely amateur. It's just like my Pornhub lookups. All amateur, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Somehow you turned a five-sentence misconnection into a half-an-hour sentence. No.
You see, you got to ease it in, just like everything else in life. You just can't go diving right in. You know, you just can't make it quick. The pros make it quick. The amateurs really slow it down. Mm. I love you very much.
I don't think that's true. Mm. Based on my recent searches. Just kidding.
Velvet Jones, everybody. Conversations.
We had a really nice comment from Superior Snake. And he says, hey, dude, I've been lurking for a while. And hey, nice compliment. Now, I would like to... My competitive side wants to know who he's talking about. But I'm going to take the high road here and just be like, I think he's talking about all of us.
He's probably talking about Doug.
It's probably true.
It's because of the burrito cam.
It's seriously because of the burrito cam. Always. When you see those puffy lips come out of that hair...
Yeah, dude. Anshik said, hashtag Bogo to Nip.
There's a part of me that thinks that maybe that it's a bot, because it is like so singular, where it's like talking about one person.
Yeah.
But they did follow also, so I don't fucking know. My natural assumption is that it's a bot. Mm. We'll see if they say anymore. And if so, tell us who you're talking about. That way we can be competitive.
Or just say everyone.
Misconnection here.
Just well, say, yeah. Hey, get back to us.
If you're describing me, tell me what I look like.
Please send a pic.
Yeah, tell me what I like.
Make sure you use the word friend in all caps.
Oh, hey, Kev.
Hi.
I didn't know your boy was a swimmer.
My boy?
Yeah, because
like David Schwimmer?
Olga is looking for somebody to swim in her pool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm going to hit her up.
Would you like to come over?
Oh, baby, I'm already there. You guys got a CTA or a bus route that leaves anywhere near there? My car's in the shop this week.
You just said you were here. I don't mess with liars. Goodbye.
Metaphysically, I'm here.
Yeah, she hung up. She hung up.
Where you going, baby?
All right, let's get into the top box office.
I need a ride home.
Nope. We're done with that segment.
Yeah, he left.
Black Panther, once again, has taken the number one spot in week number three. And good. These numbers are just fucking awesomely ridiculous. It made another $65.7 million.
Good.
It passed $500 million here domestically. It had to pass a billion by now, right?
I'm looking to see if I can find out.
It had to. Meanwhile,
I don't see anything on the IMDb page, but...
Meanwhile, Red Sparrow came out making $17 million. Death Wish came out making $13 million. And just nothing comparing to Black Panther. Step into the spotlight!
Oh, man.
Bow, bow, bow.
10 hours ago, Forbes posted that it was nearing $900 million globally.
Awesome.
That's awesome. It's going to hit a billion. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So we were talking in the pre-show about Steven Spielberg saying that TV is the future and that a lot of people are going to be pushed towards the TV. And boy, has that become a reality this year. Netflix has announced that it's set to release a total of 700 original movies and TV shows this year alone.
Wow.
It's insane.
That's ballsy.
This year.
But my question is, like, is any of it like country specific? You know what I mean? Because they make original content for their audience in like Mexico and Germany and, mm-hmm. and other places. No, we do get a lot of it here in America since it is an American based company. We'll get some of that stuff. Like you can go and you'll see a bunch of like Spanish Netflix original series. Mm-hmm. Dark, for example, was a German show. It was made by Netflix. And we got that as well. But I wonder if it's like 700.
I have an answer
globally.
For that.
Okay.
So there's more than 80 original new shows coming this year. And like you said, there's things being produced in non-English markets. So the total number is 700 in the 700 range. But here, I'm guessing it's just a total of 80, but still 80 productions.
80 new shows, 80 new shows or like 80? Because think of all the concurrent stuff where it's like Orange is the New Black is coming back.
Yeah, maybe. Love Season 3 is starting
love
this
season,
week.
Yeah, Love
it
Season
3.
It
says 80 exactly. original productions. There are such as Dark and from Germany and End of the Fucking World in the UK.
Oh my God, that show is so good.
I gotta finish that. I'm like three episodes in.
Even so, to have 80, like that's an insane number for one network to put out in a year.
Yeah. They hit every market. That's what's so good about it is that like, because even you got like their kids shows too. Like I was looking the other day with Ollie, just like looking for something to watch. Because he wanted to watch something, or like he was watching like fucking, I don't know, what is that, PJ Masks or whatever the fuck that show is called. Mm-hmm. And they only have like one season, which is only like 9 episodes of a kid's show. So that's barely 2 hours worth of TV. And so like he'd watched all of it. He wouldn't watch anymore. And I'm scrolling through and I'm just like, holy fuck, every DreamWorks show right now is a Netflix original. Like all of their Trolls TV show, the Turbo, like, you know, all this shit. And it was just like, holy fuck. Like they have a huge foot in the like kids market.
And those are really good shows too.
Yeah. That's insane.
I think you look at places like HBO and even all these network TV shows. And I think they're in a fucking mad rush to launch their streaming services and to get their own stuff out. Like HBO I've seen is like hiring left and right. They're trying to put out new shows because I think Netflix is like, well, we're going to get these subscriptions and people like we're going to be the first because this is what people want. And they're just doing it. And they've defied all the status quo as well, like bringing back stuff like Full House. And like people were like, it's terrible. Like even the stuff with Adam Sandler, it's what the general public wants. And I know that they're so bad, but they're getting record number watches. It's crazy.
Well, it's funny. There was a South Park episode. I think the game was based on it, where they're like, thank you for calling Netflix. You're greenlit.
Yeah.
Like that's all it took. Like basically, and that's what they were trying to do their superhero movies because like Netflix was greenlighting so many things. And yeah, that was like a whole thing.
And obviously making fun of like the whole Marvel's thing with them also, where it was like every Marvel anything seemed to be getting a movie or a TV show through Netflix somehow. Yeah. It wasn't a movie, you know. So that's, you know, they broke down their plan. It was like, okay, so we start with, you know, this movie. Yeah, the Coon movie, and then he gets his own series, and we get this character like sequel to the Coon or whatever, because they make an appearance, and then they get their own series, and then that person appears in their series, gets their own series. It was just like, so how it is, or how it seems, whatever. But at the same time, like, man, they've got some fucking amazing TV shows. You know, we've been talking about them. But David Letterman's new show is amazing. He only has 2 episodes out. The first one with his first interview is with Barack Obama. The second one was with George Clooney, and they're both really good episodes.
Mm-hmm.
The End of the Fucking World is a great show. It's dark. It's funny. It's awkward. It's great. And then
Black Mirror.
Yeah, Black Mirror just got renewed for season 5. Mm-hmm. Like today, they just announced that. What's that other one? Everything Sucks. Like I finished that one in a day.
Yeah. I didn't get past the first episode. I got to watch more of that. It was really heavy-handed with the 90s stuff.
Which you don't like that, Kev? Yep.
It was cool, but it was way too heavy-handed with it. There's a difference between making something seem like it's from the 90s and then like pushing every single, it felt like not another teen movie minus the parody part.
Or do you think that's pretty true to the 90s? Like they did everything that a kid would fucking do from the 90s, and maybe you're just like, I don't fucking remember all of that.
I remember all of it, but it was one of those things where it was more like,
do you just want it kind of sprinkled in, or you want it sprinkled in, or you don't want the full 90s, you just want the frontal 90s?
I want it to where it's not so like jumping in front of the camera. I like it more background stuff, like maybe posters, like have a no effects poster in the back or something like that. Not someone going, hey, Ani DiFranco, she's a great artist, right? Remember that? You know, just shit like that. It just
that
seems like
was the '90s, Kev.
For real.
I don't remember anyone in the '90s ever like shoving that shit in my face.
Are you sick? Like you've never
fucking lived in the '90s, Kev. That was your fucking life.
Like, you don't remember taking a CD, shoving it in your friend's face and going, you need to fucking listen to this.
Yeah, you need to listen to this. You need to watch this movie. You need to do... Get the fuck out of here, Kev.
You didn't trade Garbage Pal Kids and sit there and, like, play that with the little... 80s. Take the... 90s for me. And then you take your two fingers and you put it in the little putty and make it fart in class.
Oh, goddamn. Thank you, said putty.
Like, I had all that shit. And it was like... You didn't have the, like, they even did the one part where they had the, it was same putty kind of situation, where they made copies. They press down and you make copies of the comic
silly putty.
Book. The silly putty. Like, yeah. Come on, man. Like, all that shit wrapped up. That was the 90s.
Yeah, how can you I don't not know. Like I said, I just feel like it's very heavy handed. I don't, that's my thing.
All right. That's fair. Okay. You're allowed to have your opinion, even if it's Doug.
It's wrong.
I was waiting for it. That's why I said your name.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah. Like, are you kidding me? Like, the 90s is what, like, set that standard for shoving shit down your face and down your throat, like, constantly. Well, I mean, somebody in the chat mentions, like, oh, they mentioned Surge and was it Jolt or whatever? Cola all the way. That's a fucking 90s. Are you kidding me? Everyone in their goddamn, like, in the United States knew what Jolt and Surge was. That's why there was a resurgence of Surge not too long ago, because people went, you remember that fucking caffeinated drink we got really fucked up on in the 90s? Remember? I'm pretty sure it was toxic. Oh, yeah. Surge? Yes. Let's market that and sell it again.
And like, you're forgetting that the 90s was, we had a few channels that we went to all the time, and we had Saturday morning cartoons, and all they did was shove all this shit down our throats because that's all it was a whole bunch of advertisements for just targeted it right at us.
Well, and that's what this show is. It's just, it was the 90s, man. Like, in every sense. And, like, I don't know. I wonder if people back in 2000 watching Freaks and Geeks are going, like, man, this is too 80s for me.
They're just shoving it in my face.
Man, they're just shoving it in my face. This is too 80s.
I think Freaks and Geeks was way more subtle about their shit.
I will say that a lot of people.
They definitely reference a lot less pop culture, I think, in Freaks and Geeks than.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's just more pop culture references in Everything Sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will give it that Everything Sucks has that. They're very dramatic. Like, they do overact a little bit in it. But I will say the references I dig. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and the soundtrack's phenomenal.
I think I've only watched the first episode, so I got to watch more.
The end of the first episode. Well, one, the first episode starts with the Boss Towns. Yes, please. You start off a show with, what the fuck is that song? The intentions that I get, or whatever. Was it? No, what is it? The impression that I get.
That's the impression that I get.
Yeah, you start with that. Okay, I'm hooked. And then you end up with Rancid. Yes, please.
Yeah, I'm surprised you weren't a fan just based on the music, Kev.
Yeah, the music
I
is
didn't say
good.
Anything about the music. I like the music.
I was just saying that. I'm surprised that you weren't just a fan of the show. You're like, oh, I'm going to give this another chance. The first episode
I'm going to give it. I didn't write it completely off. I'm going to watch more of it.
There's a whole scene in a Blockbuster.
That's true. They recreated. No, they just probably went to the only one that's open.
In Alaska.
Yeah. They have one in Alaska. And then in Mexico, Blockbuster is still a big deal. So still going down there. I think they have one in Texas as well that's still open.
It's a very sweet show. I think there's parts. And what's really crazy is, like, I don't know if it's now that I'm an adult sort of thing. I don't know what it is, but, like, I cared a little bit more about the dad, like the principal, and the kid's mom than I did about some of the kids' storylines.
Yeah,
like, I was like, I would watch a whole show about them.
Well, after the first episode, I feel the same. Like, I felt more about the principal. Like, I felt really bad for that. You know, he was trying hard.
Well,
and,
you keep going, and you're going to have a fucking ball with him. He's great.
He's my favorite. He's, like, one of my favorite characters of the show. He was so great.
I
thoroughly enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it, man. That was good.
Let's get into the Ghostbusters are getting a reboot of some sort.
Again?
There's going to be a live concert tour.
This reminds me of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 90s thing, where it was like Pizza Hut presents Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live in concert.
I hope they do that Bustin' remix.
Bustin',
busting makes me feel good.
I see a ghost sleeping in your bed. Busting.
So are we skipping this MoviePass story?
Oh shit, yeah, fuck that. We gotta get that Netflix thing out of here. Okay, we'll just finish up the Ghostbusters. The Ghostbuster live concert isn't what you think. It's just orchestra. It's not gonna be like a musical or anything like that. So
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. But I don't think that music is all that iconic, is it?
Except for the theme, right? The theme is the most iconic part of it.
Yeah.
The theme, and then like there's like little things like when you play did you guys play the video game? The one with the actual Ghostbusters in it?
Oh my gosh. I played that game. So there was no co-op. That was the first mistake from that game.
Yes,
there wasn't any co-op. So me and my buddy, when it came out, we both had a copy. I brought over my TV and I brought over my Xbox 360. I put it next to his, and then we played through each level together. So
nice. It's such a great game. I'm glad I still have that on PC. And it's hard to find now because they lost the license to it. So if you have it, keep it.
It's a really good game.
Yeah, it is. But they brought back a lot of the old songs from that, like just the little background songs, like this.
Yeah, but you don't notice it, right? Like they're not like something I wouldn't pay for.
I don't know if I'd recognize if I just heard it out in the wild.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's just that they threw it into my face too much. And I'm not a big fan of it, but just smirk. Just kidding, Kev.
Kev's just a joke. He missed it completely.
Yeah, he did. He's reading the chat.
I hate you guys.
All right, MoviePass.
No, actually, I was re-downloading Ghostbusters on Steam. I was like, I gotta play this.
No wonder your connection just went to shit.
Your connection.
MoviePass is hitting its first hurdle of having a huge fan base. So some people, MoviePass is, excuse my language here, they're showing their big old dicks and they're fucking flopping it around. They now have over 1.5 million users and they're saying that they're going to have 5 to 10 million users within 5 years. Oof. And right. So they've doubled their subscription, the how many people they have within 6 months. So they're really growing really fast. So what does that get you? Well, that gets you 10% market share of tickets sold to the theaters. And what they're doing with that 10% is they're trying to get higher concession prices. So they want a cut of the concessions from the theaters because they're driving 10% of people into the theater. So they're using their power for bad, and it's not a good thing. So they have cut some AMCs out of their app, and they're not allowing it unless AMC signs on to have a bigger contract and to give MoviePass more money for concessions. Isn't that fucked up? Like, you paid for a service, you have it, and you're like, oh no, but here's the fun part. The response, so Slash Film reached out to MoviePass, and MoviePass said, yeah, so we're testing the service and we're optimizing the experience for the theaters, the distributors, and the members. And we occasionally remove some films from our ticketing inventory in some markets for a limited time, similar to how we organically promote films in certain markets to better understand member behavior.
That doesn't sound like you're trying to... That doesn't make sense. Hey, so we're going to promote a movie in a certain region to see, to watch how they respond in that region. No, that's not like organic at all. You fucking force that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't go see Red Sparrow here. Let's watch how more people don't go see Red Sparrow than in another market where they can. What does that tell you? Exactly what you fucking knew would happen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, So I guess Red Sparrow has been, and then also Black Panther has been an issue for that. Now, I don't have this problem because I usually don't go to AMC, so nothing has been an issue for me yet. But here's another fun part, which I didn't know, which I will immediately exit the app as soon as I'm done using it. MoviePass is tracking every single one of its members to see how far away they drive from their house to the theater and where they go after the theater. They're selling all of this data to make money off of it.
I would, just for shits and giggles, I would not drive home. I would drive to a strip joint.
After every movie.
After every movie. And just to make it weird, make sure you throw in some kid movies too. Like, yeah.
Oh, no. You'll end up on the wrong website there, Doug.
I'm not going to a website, Kev. They're tracking my information.
No, I'm saying they're going to put you on
it. I'm just saying, no, not a website, a wall list. But yeah. I'm just to throw off their data where it's like, man, it seems like most people, they go to the movie and then, you know, if it's a later movie, they tend to go home. If it's a little bit earlier, sometimes they go out to eat afterwards. But this one person,
I'm real confused.
No matter what they see, every time, straight to the strip club, and then they're there longer than they're at the movie.
Then
just processing the movie.
Strangely, they go to the video market and straight to the triple X section. Don't get it.
God damn it.
So yeah, that's going to be something. So now I'm going to actively have to shut that app off whenever I'm done with the movie. Cause I don't like that shit.
Cause I have so much to learn from you, Jer.
Listen.
Like, let's see what Jer's doing. You were exactly one of the two like that I just described. Where do you go after the movie? Either home or you go get food.
Damn.
Yeah.
Doug hitting me with some fucking reality tonight.
There's no reality in that. It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's a fact.
Well, at that point, you're just a one and a zero somewhere in there.
Motherfucker. Like, that's the attitude. Damn. That we just that's creating all these millennials saying, I don't care what I put on the internet. It's all there.
You know, you're a millennial, right?
Yeah. No, by definition,
I was told I'm not a millennial anymore. They changed it. And I got into an argument with somebody who was a millennial who took got very defensive at the fact that a 37-year-old was considering himself a millennial. So Kiwi, thank you for all the bits.
Kiwi just donated 1500 bits and said, kappa, 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 kappa.
It's some fucking thing. It's like a zillennial or some shit that they're calling us now. So if you're born at a certain
we're not day, good enough to be Generation X, yet
right.
We're not millennial.
It's so stupid. Like, I was like, this
Doug's
is the
an actual
dumbest.
Millennial, though.
No, I'm Gen Y or whatever. Or Gen X? What am I?
You're definitely not Gen X.
No, because millennials ends in like 1984 or some shit.
Oh, yeah. And you were born in what, 92?
Yeah,
1997. Nice.
Oh yeah, Mike is coming in and says we're Xennials.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the new
earliest.
That's...
Hold on, let me see what the Wikipedia says.
Sounds a lot like Xenomorphs, Mike.
Where'd that voice come from? And can I have?
I don't
some
know.
More? And can I have some more?
Shit, that's a huge fucking range.
Yeah.
77 to 94. Get out of here. That's like three fucking generations. People born in 77 were having kids in 94.
If you were born in 77, yeah. Wouldn't that... What?
That's Gen X.
Okay. Okay, 1980 to 94 as Generation Y.
Well, I'm fucked up then because I'm in between both because it says anybody between 77 and 85 is an X anyway.
95 was what that one thing said. And Nielsen uses that for 77 to 95. And MetLife uses 77 to 94, but then they're like, they break it down inside of that or whatever. And
I love all these little.
It doesn't, man. It's just, it depends on what company they're used to describe you. Cause it's like Australia's McGrindle Research regards 80 to 94 as Generation Y. PricewaterCoopers reported that 80 to 95 is 80 to 95.
Yeah, this is all over the place.
80 to 96, 81 to 96.
Essentially, this is saying, okay, so the big bold words.
Well, that's the problem because, yeah, you watch these like shows or you hear these like adults like, oh, these fucking millennials. And it's like, who the fuck are you talking about? Are you talking about like, the 13-year-olds that are in high school right now, in middle school?
I think that's what they're talking about.
Because like, that's not me. Like, or you know, like, oh, these millennials that are graduating college right now. Those kids are fucking 10 years younger than me. Like, we're not the same.
Oh, man.
I work at a college. I deal with like these age kids all the time. Like, we may have similar interests in, like, movies and shit, but that's about where it fucking ends.
It's like when you're, like, trying to, like, when you're asking, like, a hipster what kind of metal they're into, and they're like, I don't know, you know, like, Dio, he's, like, good cave metal, you know, like, epic metal, but I'm really into, like, medieval metal, and then there's, like, that slash metal, you know, it's pretty cool, like, cut your wrist metal, you know, I've been into that lately. It's like, just fucking pick something.
I am. So they said the Xennials are supposed to be, if you had an analog...
Why do you keep thinking it's Xennials? You're like, X, you're trying to make it sound like X-Men.
Yeah, well, I want to be one. So Xennials are the, if you had an analog childhood and a digital adulthood.
That's relatively fair. Okay, I can see that.
And it says, here's another one. If you played outdoors but couldn't text your friends.
Yeah, I did that.
Or your parents, let them know where you were.
Yeah. Just be home when the light turns on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways.
Man, I'm kind of right in the middle of that because I definitely, you know, grew up on a tape player, you know, VHS and all that fun stuff. But then, about fifth grade or so is when I got, like, my first computer, personal computer, and then, you know, CD player and all that stuff. So, like, I guess the perfect millennial. I'm like right in the fucking middle.
Mm-hmm.
I had like,
here we go. Doug saying is perfect again.
Everyone already knew that, but like, or like right, I guess on the tail end of that, because it was like while I was still a kid that the switch really happened. You know, or some, I guess that.
Well, the Switch didn't come out until this year, last year.
What's that?
I said the Switch didn't come out till last year. So.
Well, every time you say it, you gotta.
The switch?
Yeah, the Switch.
Whoa, what the fuck did that do to your camera?
I don't know.
Your
Why
camera
did it
went
do
out.
That?
I don't know. I was like, no. It did it again.
Uh-oh. You know, I was watching Ash versus the Evil Dead, and shit started happening like that, too.
I love, can I say real quick, this is for people on Twitch and stuff that are watching us. I love that your skeleton Willy back there is kind of like holding Mark.
He's like
Marky,
cradling Mark.
Kind of cradling Marky in his lap.
Yeah, and its mouth is open like he's starstruck. Yeah.
He's like, ah, I bury me bone in Marky.
He is in his crotch region.
Yeah. I'm in the search for Marky's booty.
Marvel
Plunder the butthole.
Okay, Kev, we could have left it at the other one.
Seriously,
this show is rated PG-13, not R. Okay,
I can't see this without an adult.
Youth restricted viewing.
Marvel has moved up its release date for Infinity War. It is now on April 27th, ladies and gentlemen. People kept asking the dumbest question of why this was moved up, and it's obvious. It's the most obvious answer. Like, people kept on having, like, all these theories and shit, and I was like, it's because they didn't want to release two movies in the same month?
Yeah. And if they've purchased Fox, which I don't know if they have, three.
Yeah. It's like, you're going to cannibalize all your movies. Like, that's why. And so people were like, oh, yeah, that does make sense. I was like, everything has to have, like, a conspiracy.
Was that Batman answering? Oh, it makes sense.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Let's jump into... Okay, I'll just mention this real quick. Because, there's a lot of news. We haven't even gotten into gaming. This one real quick. Men in Black reboot wants Chris Hemsworth to play one of the leads. I support it. All that support it, say yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's not yay.
That's not yay.
I don't give a shit.
Okay. And then also, here's some big news. Time Warner says that they may sell off Warner Brothers and DC Comics if AT&T merger fails.
Damn.
Can you imagine if the mouse comes calling?
I think that would be a monopoly at that point.
It wouldn't happen.
I think that would get shot down.
You think it would be a monopoly on comic book characters?
Comics and publishing, because at that point you're taking two different like publishing houses for Marvel and DC. Because at that point, if you merge them, you could still say, oh, they're still separate. They're not the same. But, and they're still old in company. Because then you have, yeah, you'd have Marvel, DC. And then who's left? Dark Horse? If they're still around.
Yeah, they've got Image. Dark Horse. And you have all these little.
Image. Yeah, you have all these small indie, ones. So there's no like. Ones. There's no competition anymore.
I think DC owns Image or something like that too. So.
Do they? I don't know if it's Image.
Don't they own Dark Horse?
No. Nobody owns Dark Horse. Now, what is Variant? Variant? Is it Variant? No, what is it? Oh, they own something. It's not Variant.
I don't know. I guess not.
It's whoever.
What it was it? People who left DC formed Image. So never mind.
I'm trying to look at my Vertigo.
Vertigo is owned by DC.
DC owns Vertigo.
Yeah, because DC Vertigo is like DC's like mature comics.
Which is funny because DC is like considered the mature comics already.
Well, back in the 90s, it was more like Vertigo was like the adult comics. Like that was like all of the, like the Sandman and everything like that.
Yeah, I mean, so there's like Fable and stuff as well.
Yeah. So, and DC didn't go that bad in the 90s. DC was like Death of Superman was like the most real DC.
Yeah, that's true.
Like as far as like dramatic, I guess.
I went to a little swap meet not too long ago, and they had racks and racks and racks full of the Death of Superman comic.
Yeah.
I found
that was what got me into comics, actually. My dad bought me the trade, the whole graphic novel, like, you know, all of the comics in one. Mm-hmm. And that's after that, I collected all the Death of Superman, like all the ones that happened afterwards, like where they split it off into four different comics where it was like, who's the real Superman?
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Let's get into some gaming news. So it looks like, and I know that we don't try to fuck it. No, let's just own it. Fuck it. We're getting political here for a second. The White House has announced that Trump will meet with the game industry. And I guess the ESA has finally gotten a invite, and I guess it's happening on the 8th.
By the way, the ESA is the Entertainment Software Association.
Yeah.
Basically made up of all the majors, Nintendo, EA, Take-Two.
Well, they rep all the publishers. So that way they're pretty much the PR of the publishers, essentially.
But that's the funny part about this whole thing is like they didn't know about this meeting. So it's like who actually did the White House even like.
Well, EA came out. Nobody claimed. Nobody said that they got invites, and so like all these industry leaders are like, "Yeah, we haven't heard shit." Like what? So, why is this meeting happening? Well, our wonderful president thinks that somehow video games are connected to violence and real world violence, even though every fucking scientific data research points to that as being a no.
See. So, you guys wanted the 90s to come back. Here is a fucking prime example of the 90s.
I know. For a second, I was like, is this Tippy Gore speaking? Like, what the fuck is happening?
Tippy Gore, Joseph Lieberman.
Yeah.
Like, all of this, like,
shit.
And the funny thing is, like, both this and going back to movies, like, Trump was unaware that there was a rating process. He didn't know about the ESRB for video games, and he didn't know about, like, MPAA for movies.
Yeah, because he was talking about, like, well, yeah, someone out there should make sure that, like, our kids don't see this violent stuff. Like, there should be stuff out there that keeps them...
Like a rating system. Yeah, a rating
system, so parents will know not to buy stuff, you know, let their kids do stuff. And they're like... that's existed for a long-ass time, dude.
Yeah, so it's... I mean, it's once again, and this is not even a jab at the president. This is in general. This is another out of touch person in power thinking they know they have their finger on the pulse of America. It's like, I mean, you say what you will. You can bash Trump. You can defend him, whatever. This is an old person thinking they know everything about what the youth culture or even people like subculture of video games. They think they know all about it because of what they've heard. It's like that one time the woman was that one writer, she was on like Fox News and she was talking shit about Mass Effect for being too sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jeff Keighley was the counterpoint. And he's like, have you even played this game? She's like, no, but somebody showed me a video of it. And it's like that. It's like people trying to act like they fucking know it all. Oh, yeah. And then they're experts in their field when there's actual experts in their field proving them wrong. And this is one of those situations where it's like, you want to look into why bad shit's happening in the world. Fucking listen to the experts and then like fucking open your eyes.
I love celebrity ghosts.
Not that that'll ever stop him this. From doing anything. Sorry. Go ahead.
Celebrity ghost goes and he says, yeah, violence didn't exist before Pong. This is known.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. Like, you could have all these experts tell Trump exactly the truth about anything and it won't fucking matter. It won't matter if it doesn't line up with whatever he set his mind to. It's fake news. It's bullshit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like after the shooting in Florida, which is kind of what started this whole thing, even though there's been absolutely no correlation between violent video games and the shooter's actions, mm-hmm. nothing, no proof whatsoever that would even point to that being why he did what he did. You know, but Trump versus like, man, you shouldn't be able to buy an AR-15. You shouldn't be able to buy an AR-15 over the age of 21. The government should come and take everyone's guns. It's video games.
Well, that was after he had the meeting with the NRA.
Like, that's what I'm saying, is that like, it was, he said this and people went like, whoa, no, you can't say that. Okay, 21. People, okay, yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, you should be able to buy like an AR-15 under age. You know, you can't buy beer. You should be able to buy a fucking gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then someone went, no, you can't, you shouldn't say that. And he was like, oh, no one should have guns. Well, I'll come take them away. The thing that the GOP has been preaching about Obama for the last 8 fucking years.
Of, and you know, Hillary.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to come take your guns away. And then here's your boy saying, we'll come take your guns away.
I'm going to take your guns and away. Then, it's going to be huge. Yeah,
he meets with the NRA, and then he comes out going, video games.
Yeah.
Those games.
Oh, we should talk to the video game makers because clearly it's their fault. It's just a bunch of bullshit. And it's just, this one fucking organization that represents, 5 million people, less than 5% of the United States. Like, and they're making these fucking calls for everyone else. And then on top of that, they're like, they're fucking with my goddamn video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck them.
I don't
give a shit about your Second Amendment, right? You can own a gun all you fucking want, but you come after my goddamn video games. Amen.
We need the NRA for video games.
Yeah. Preach it.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, you know what? Like, I mean, once again, I mean, I think, I mean, we're very opinionated. You can take whatever you want as you want with us. I personally, I'm for the Second Amendment. Hey, keep all the guns you want. It doesn't affect me. Just be smart. Don't give guns to stupid people. The unfortunate part is there's a lot of stupid people and a lot of mentally ill people with that guns. Just
here's the problem with that, though, Kev, is that these guns don't affect you yet.
Right.
And that's the problem that we live in right now, is that they don't affect you yet because they're doing nothing to stop these crazy people from getting guns. Yeah. But the fact that one of Trump's very first things he did when he stepped into office was to sign a bill that got rid of
The Obama era.
Yeah, which stopped people with like mental issues, which, okay, you know, that's very broad. And I'm sure there were things that like toned it down exactly what that meant, because, you know, like, oh, man, I have severe anxiety. Oh, now I can't get a gun. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, there's been stuff to stop people who are like known wife beaters, like people with domestic violence assaults on them. Yeah. They shouldn't be able to buy weapons. There should be something like, if you are severely depressed that to the point where your doctor has prescribed you to be on something because you might be a harm to yourself, mm-hmm. you should be able to buy a gun. It doesn't matter what it is. But like, I agree. We need to treat guns like we treat cars. You need to have insurance for it. You need to have a license for it. You need to have a test for it.
Yeah.
It needs to be more than just, you can't just walk into a place and buy these weapons. You know, we need to have all the things in check to make sure that the people who are buying the guns are responsible gun owners. You know, if they want it bad enough, they'll get it. Okay. But that stops this kid from going and buying an AR-15.
Also, it falls
under
in the
5 minutes, you know?
I mean, once again, we're kind of going up way off subject here, but one more thing, I say it's more in the hands of the government actually enforcing this shit, because there are laws in place and there's regulations in place. but the government doesn't do shit about it.
Well, there's loopholes. Put it there.
Yeah but I'm saying
the gun show loophole. And it's a thing where you can just walk into these gun shows and just buy a gun.
It
can vary from state to state, but like,
yeah, it varies from
literally,
state to state.
Literally after this happened, the dude with a expired ID walked into a store and walked out with an AR-15 with a license ID that shouldn't have been taken because it was expired. Mm-hmm. And no sort of background check. I mean, there's just stuff like that. I'm sorry. Like, as someone who has experienced and lived through a mass shooting, and this guy, thankfully for us, had a fucking handgun and not an AR-15, because if he had an AR-15 or any sort of automatic or semi-automatic like rifle or whatever, we would be dead. But those were outlawed in that time period that he did the shooting, so he had a handgun, two pipe bombs, and he fucking sucked at what he was trying to do.
Yeah, I think we should definitely say that. Like, I don't bring it up a lot because Doug, I know that it brings back a lot of memories, but Doug is very passionate about this subject because he was, that's who he's talking about, is himself. He was involved.
Lived through
that shit. He lived through a mass shooting at his church.
Yeah. When I was like 13 years old, you know, and it was terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And like, when I see this happen in schools, like Sandy Hook, you know, where they're, you know, with a young kid, you can't help but like think about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I get super emotional about it because it just, it is so preventable. And yet, the United States is just fucking horny for their guns. And I don't know, like, these dudes think that, like, oh, look at this big ass gun I got. This is equal to the size of my dick, but it's not. Like, it's just, it's obnoxious and it's stupid. And it's clear that we don't give a shit about our kids. And it fucking pisses me off. And it's just how terrifying that is. So, Kevin, you say, like, I don't care about your guns because it doesn't affect me. So I'm saying it doesn't affect you yet. Yeah. But with this increase in gun violence and stuff, because there's no fucking restrictions that like anyone's given a fuck about, it's just a matter of time. Like, it is, whether it be you experiencing a mass shooting yourself, a loved one you know having one, family members, whatever it may be, one of us, one of our kids, one of our listeners, one of our listeners' kids, whatever it is, like, it's just a matter of time. And so I'm very sorry, everyone, that's having to deal with this right now on the show, because it is super political. But yeah, when you come after my fucking video games, Trump, because you won't fucking grow some testicles. And when also when he says, oh, my son can play whatever he wants, but I'm gonna go after like everyone else's, like it's everyone else's kids that's the problem. No, dude, whatever. Like, you can't pick and choose. Your family's just as fucked as everyone else's family in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Kids not from goddamn saint. So
yeah. Hey, way to bring it back into video games.
Yeah.
I like that.
Good segue.
good segue. All right. So let's get on to the next subject, which, well, actually, it kind of goes on to the same subject, where the game devs are setting up a roundtable to discuss how they can counter anti-loot box legislation. So that is interesting. I don't see the biggest problem with this is the fact that loot boxes are considered, and they should be considered, gambling. Because it is, and it hits that nerve. And the fact that the game devs are not willing to recognize this and say, hey, we should be responsible. They're like, fuck, we make billions of dollars off of this. There's no way that we can let the government get involved and stop this from happening. That's kind of shady in my eyes, and I don't like that. And I fucking, somebody, what was it? I saw an article a while back, and it was just like, dude, like, just let a video game be a video game. You pay $60. Let me have my game. Don't put things behind a fucking loot box where there's a chance I can get a better weapon or some shit. Like, let me earn it. Let me just have it. Like, let me just enjoy the experience instead of locking things away. Or just make DLC. Like, make it, I'll pay for the DLC. Just don't pack it in a fucking loot box, man.
Yeah.
And so, but the ESRB, they're trying to help with this as well. They're going to start putting labels on each game that has an in-game purchase in it. So whether it be loot boxes or item packs or things like that, you're going to get a new label on video games starting here pretty soon. Okay. So that'll
I just hope it's nothing like, you know, like the old school, like parental advisory, you know, like on CDs.
No, it's going to be, listen, the ESRB is there to help these publishers, you know, sell video games. So it's going to be on the back and it's going to be small. And, you know, it's just gonna live there, and so that way when parents don't look at the fucking game anyways, they won't see it.
Yeah, I mean, who buys games in the store?
That's true too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, what was the last game one of you guys, okay, Kev, you may not count because you used to buy the collector's editions of things, but when was the last game you guys bought in the store?
Actually, I just bought Call of Duty World War II on Xbox to play with my wife, and I bought that physically because it was, the GameStop had a sale on it for $40. So, but even then, I mean, it's a dying trend,
right?
I think.
Right. I mean, I'm trying to think. I think some of the last games I got, honestly, might have been the ones that you sent me, Kev. The Last of Us Remastered and Infamous Second Son. Yeah. I do not think I've purchased a physical copy of a video game since, because either it's on Steam and I buy it on my computer because that's my preferred way of gaming now.
Yeah.
Or it's a digital copy. Like I've gotten a couple games on PlayStation's store digitally. And probably, I mean, again, I've done a lot on the Xbox because most of those games I can play on the PC. So
yeah, but it's a convenience thing. I mean, especially nowadays where games unlock at midnight. It's like, okay, cool. I can go to a midnight release at a GameStop, spend gas money, you know, stand in line with some people, probably some pleasant, some not, and then just go through that experience. Or I could just hang out in my underwear at home and watch the countdown clock.
Yeah.
And be able to preload and all that and just be ready to go at midnight.
I love not leaving my house if I don't have to. I tried to talk my wife this weekend into ordering through Uber Eats because I didn't want to drive to like two blocks to McDonald's.
She said no, right?
Yeah, I had to go to McDonald's. So she's like, I'm not gonna pay somebody to do something you can go do. It's like, well, why don't we order pizza ever? Because like, just go pick that up also.
And now she's gonna make you do that.
No, fuck that. But yeah, so if I don't have to leave my house at all, like, yeah, I mean, even if I was to buy a game, I'd probably pre-order it off of like Amazon or something because I get a discount. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. I can pretty much guarantee if I'm going to buy a game on PC, I'm going to get it for like $20 cheaper than if I bought it in store because of.
I don't think Amazon does digital games for discounts, right? It's all physical.
No, they do digital now.
Yeah, digital discounts with Prime.
Yeah.
Really? Good to know. And it's just, me personally, I stop buying physical unless I have to, but because
nobody wants to switch out the disc.
Right. That's the thing. Yeah. I'm serious. I don't want to switch out the disc. I've got an external hard drive on my PS4 so I can store up to like 3 terabytes of stuff. Yeah. So I can just download any game I want.
And then you have preloading as well. Like,
yeah. So I don't have to worry. And I can take it on the go. If I go to a friend's house, if I go, stay with you for a couple days, I could load my library onto your PS4,
which you have.
Yeah, exactly.
I did the last time. Remember when we played PT and you ended up in Doug's lap?
That's not. No, hold on. That's not how I remember that.
Go on.
I very much remember Jeremy being in my lap. It's an experience I will never forget.
On a side note, Chuan brings up a good point too. Like, I mean, about buying physical, he said he bought Guild Wars 2: Heart of Thorns and Battlefield Hardline Walmart last year because you found them in the clearance aisle for $5. So if you find them on clearance, yeah, go for it. But I'm buying brand new $60 games. It's really,
what was it? My last game I think I bought was the latest. Uncharted 4. I bought that just because I found it on sale on Amazon and I got it for like $10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason why I bought it. Other than that, I would have bought it digital.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot of my games near, like, on my stand here, which I need to bring most of that in my library in here, but I just haven't.
Yeah.
All right.
I was gonna say something. I don't remember well.
Let's move.
Yeah, and Chetfu says digital is a lifesaver for VR. I agree. I've got like 90% of my PSVR games are digital.
Battlefield. Okay, the next story. Battlefield, the next Battlefield game is set to be announced at E3. It looks like it's already leaked, and it's going to be called Battlefield 5, and we're going back to World War II.
Really?
Yeah.
So I mean, they struck gold with World War I.
I guess that was the plan the entire time, was that they were worried that World War I wasn't going to be a hit, and so they were like, well, if this is going to fail, we're going to go back to World War II, and so that was the plan all along anyways, so there you go.
Cool.
And
I'm actually really enjoying Call of Duty World War II as well. I mean,
there's something about the great, pretty fun. There's something about like the Second Great War, you know, that's like a lot of fucking fun. Like it shouldn't be, because it was terrible.
Can I get a soundbite, please?
Yeah.
No.
But think about all the movies that have been made about it, all the adventure movies, mm-hmm. and like, you know, Indiana Jones taking place at that and that and that time period, and then you right. have like, yeah, I mean, Nazis are the perfect villain. Mm-hmm. if it's not a zombie,
Nazis.
It's a you Nazi.
Feel bad about killing zombies, and or if I'm you sorry, really not zombies or Nazis. So it's a double double win.
So if you want to like feel really good about what you're killing, you make them Nazi zombie, mm-hmm. right? And then it's just fucking goldmine.
Yeah,
but I don't. It's an interesting time of war where it was like you're starting to see the how fucking vicious humans can be. Really, mm-hmm. where you know just the jump in like technology in those 30 years or so in between the two wars. It's pretty insane.
And will ever, I think World War II is like we captured so much of it in pictures and video, you know, like we weren't able to do that with any past war. So it's interesting to have all this documentation.
Not as readily. Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because they definitely have pictures from like the Civil War.
Right.
Which is fucking bonkers to me. But
stand still for 10 minutes while we hit the flash setup.
No shit. Seriously, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, they found some recent, like a couple years ago, I say recently, a couple years ago that were like actually like, color photos from like World War, I don't know, the Civil War or something like that. Because like 1865 or whatever. And it was just like, this technology existed then?
did it really?
Are you kidding me?
Did someone colorize it? Was it really
selfies with these huge cameras?
I think so. It was either World War I or it was Civil War, but I feel like it was a Civil War because I really feel like I remember being like, that existed then?
Wow.
Like, why didn't we? What? But it might have been the First World War. But that's, I mean, but still, though, that's like 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, almost exactly. I think it ended in 1917, yeah? When did World War I end? I don't know anything about history. 29?
We could Google it real quick and then look smart.
I know there was stuff going on in 17.
Let's see.
In the chat, is it Bad At You? Says, so these are the nerds I found on Spotify.
Good show.
We're them.
Hey!
Also, got, bands here.
Hi, we man. Got Faces for the Radio.
Okay, did we find out when this war happened?
I know I was it. Typing somebody,
I was so. I was just looking at the next story.
Oh my god.
Were you? Years. Don't just put this on us.
It was November, it was July 28th to November 11th, 1918 was World War I. World War II.
1945.
39-45. Yeah. So yeah, so we're at almost 100 years of that war being complete if it ended in 1918. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you for the subscription, Bad At You.
Yeah, thanks for the subscription. Also, Random Heroes resubscribed for 8 months.
What? Here, you both get one of these.
No, and Kiwi just subscribed to Twitch Prime. Yay, thanks, Kiwi.
Do it. Give it to him.
No!
Activision is planning on remastering their classic IPs, and they're going to do more. So you can expect some other cool stuff like Spyro the Dragon.
I would say, didn't Spyro? I just heard about Spyro.
Yeah, they just recently. Spyro is coming back. They're going to remaster it, all three games, you know, and sell it as a
never really
trilogy.
Went away, right? Spyro's, I mean, that's all the fucking Skylanders.
We know.
Shit Spyro.
We know that.
Wait, but really? Like, don't say he's coming back. Yeah.
Wait, no, hold on. Huh? I didn't. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Skylanders was Spyro the Dragon all the time. Yeah. The whole time.
What a twist.
This
not
fucking M. Night
Shyamalan. No, did you guys hear? Skylanders was Spyro the whole time.
God damn it. Spoiler alert. Yeah. Man, thanks for the bits. Awesome.
I'm gonna go home. One last story, and it's a biggie. Nintendo, awesome. This happened 2 minutes ago. It just got updated. Nintendo has officially said that Mario is a plumber again. they changed it back. He is a plumber again. Whew. Thank goodness.
Did they put a press release out for this? Was this something they had to hold an event for?
They probably did. I listen, this is breaking news. It's hot off the press.
Okay. And you don't remember, like, what, a month ago or so, where they were like, oh, hey, Mario, not a plumber anymore.
Yeah.
And people went, the fuck are you talking about?
It was about the same time. Yeah. It was about the same time he had nipples. And people lost their fucking minds. That. So.
I mean, yeah, it's good to know he had nipples, I guess.
What?
It just, you know, it answered all my questions from being a kid.
What? You were asking those questions as a kid?
Hey, inquiring minds.
Oh, man. All right. Well, stick around because we've got some more show for you coming up next. And for this one, it's done, though. We're done. Finito.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those that are in the stream, stick around because we are going to record another episode after this.
That's right. All right.
Double your punch.
That's it. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.